This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. We're focusing on the fact that another lockdown is on the cards for the Klang Valley. Yesterday, Senior Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri announced that parts of the Klang Valley will be put under an enhanced MCO starting tomorrow, the 3rd of July. Now, this is in light of the worrying spike that has been seen in COVID-19 cases, and it's slated to run until the 16th.
Under the EMCO, movement outside the home is limited to 1 person per household to shop for essentials, and although grocery stores and food outlets are allowed to open, the operating hours are back to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Nearly 7,000 new COVID-19 cases were recorded yesterday, with over 2,800 cases registered in Selangor. The number of patients in ICU have also risen to 905 to 917 people, and 84 fatalities were recorded yesterday, bringing the death toll to over 5,200.
So it comes back to the question of, is the EMCO the best way to quell the rising infections? For a reaction and also an update on the situation in Selangor, we're speaking this morning to Dato' Sri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, Chair of the Selangor Task Force on COVID-19. Dr. Zul, thank you so much for joining us today. So, MKN has tightened the lockdown in parts of Selangor, but is this what Selangor State wants?
Hi, good morning, Lynn, Roshan and Neil. Well, it is to be anticipated, this EMCO. Looking at the numbers, admittedly, very unfortunately, it's hovering at 6,000, for the last few days. And it's as well indicative of our failures, both the federal and the state government. And what we really would want to see is that we can't be doing more of the same. We have got to really, improve and then ramp up on our measures, besides just the EMCO, besides the ramping up of vaccination. We would really like to see, truly to get to the testing or a net, to cast our net wider, and to get beside the lockdown, we must couple it with rapid automatic contact tracing, rapid isolation, and reducing the duration of infectivity. We want to see this all in place. And then,
Dr. Zul, maybe you could help us out with this, because there is some frustration we can see, and we see in our poll results as well, a lot of Twitter replies here, that despite the MCO and increased testing, cases in Selangor and KL remain very high. But maybe you could help highlight why these case numbers are still elevated, and in some cases, even trending upwards.
That is, as I said, Roshan, that is indicative of the fact that there are a lot more, sporadic cases, what we call sporadic cases, which is actually coming from the clusters that is spilling over the community. And now we know for a fact that the factories, the workplace settings, construction sites are the main culprit in this. So, yes, we are seeing our facilities overwhelmed, even our MIFs, I heard that they're not taking anymore. So, this is how we should understand it, because unless and until we get to intervene in an effective way, we will continue to say this. We have always been saying that it's not sufficient to just lock down, So the frustration is because the numbers are not reducing. It's in fact hovering around 6,000. So what measures need to be put in place besides, of course, passively locking down? So this is why we have always stressed on what we call a fully digitized FTTS, ramping up our contact tracing, rapid isolation and whatnot. This is how it should be. There's no two way about it. It's got to be multi-pronged, three-pronged rather. MCOs, yes, EMCOs, fast and quick. And then, of course, vaccination, ramping it up. But more importantly is to do our, fully digitized FTTIS. And then, this is how the way we get to reducing the number and bending the curve, Roshan.
So you're calling for accelerated contact tracing and isolation. Yeah. And all this, we know that the government is contact tracing and isolating, but how can we further expedite this?
We got to look into the real nitty-gritty of it. Where is the rate limiting step? What is actually the bottleneck? And we in SDFC have always stated that, for example, on our diagnostic policy, we cannot, in this infectious period, be wanting to get it RTKAG confirmed by RT-PCR before we take action, because that will really, you know, prolong and lengthen the time before action is taken. So, as an example, and we've got to be digitized in our, more, you know, automated in our contact tracing. All this we have been saying, and we hope that, because this is for the first time I'm seeing a response from KKM, that the MOH, that they will be doing this mass testing, you know, in this particular EMCO. What contact tracing, testing that we have done so far was as a result of contact tracing. But now we got to go in and target, you know, those clusters that we know for a fact now, and use our AI, use our Acura to really, you know, zoom into it and really get it down, even on enhanced, targeted kind of MCOs.
Dr. Zoll, I also want to know, how much of this rise in cases is driven by different COVID variants within the community? Help us understand how widespread these variants are.
Well, the honest answer is really, we do not really know. Going by the Malaysian variant trackers, yeah, reporting about 1,311 genomic sequences have been done in since April 2020 this year, right? And that is only a portion of, just only 0.03% of the COVID cases during this period, where it was 400,000, right? So, you know, 1,300 over 400,000 is only 0.003. So really, going by other benchmark like the UK, they have done the genomic sequencing and able to confirm more than 90% of their circulating COVID, particularly of the Delta strain. And with us, you know, we have so far isolated 128 of the beta, the South African variant, and 21 of the Indian variant or the Delta variant. So really, you know, the way to do it is to really get to ramp up as well our genomic sequencing. Until and unless we do that, you know, MOH may not be able to pick it up, and we're always teasing this new variant.
Yeah, so I think
behind them.
Yeah, so clearly our IT or our, you know, whole science behind this, we are not managing it very well. So given that the meaty minister,
about capacity as well, you know, we are overwhelmed. I understand. I fully understand. You know, IMR. I fully understand. You know, the constraint on this. But we got to do it. We've just got to do it. Unless until that, we cannot be really setting them down.
Yeah. So, you know, given that MITI Minister Azmin Ali had said that manufacturing only contributes to 10% of confirmed cases, does it actually make sense to shut down most factories now, or it's a case of doing it too late?
Well, there seems to be conflicting, you know, data on this. Yeah, lately, the DG, in fact, the Chief Minister, Mr. Rango as well, is talking about more than 80% coming from the clusters, the cases in the factory settings and whatnot. So, you know, let us, you know, be honest and transparent about this, and be on the same page, you know, to really get into action together. So, you know, it's not good for, you know, one ministry saying 10%, another saying 80% or more than 90%. So, you know, we're not going to get anywhere. I think this is time for us to really put our head together and be on the same page and, you know, execute this EMCO with all measures that I've said earlier, you know, together in a more enhanced and rapid digitized way.
So do you agree that most factories should be closed in this EMCO?
Well, if it needed to be, then we've got to do it, you know. But it's got to be short. But before we take any, you know, blanket statement or sweeping statement like that, we've got to be, you know, we've got to have the evidence. You know, these are issues that we are always on our radar. We should be looking at it daily. We've got to have our eyes on the ball. So which particular factory, which particular, you know, sectors should always be, you know, should be ahead of the curve, ahead of all this, you know. There's no conjecturing, and, you know, indeed, you can't be doing a guessing work here.
So maybe we can wrap up on this one then, Dr. Zul. Your colleague, Dr. Siti Maria, got into a bit of a war of words with Muslim Minister Kari Jamaluddin over vaccine supply issues. Do you believe the current rollout plan of vaccine is adequate for Selangor? And if not, what can be done, I guess, to ramp this up?
Okay. Well, I must I must say that, you know, all numbers that we got, you know, all the numbers that we've gotten are actually from JKNS, all right? You know, we don't have these numbers on ourselves. You know, we are in contact, intense contact with them. All numbers that we said by our state exco, Dr. Maria, was in fact a reflection of what she had, you know, from JKNS. Now, of late, the minister, Minister KJ has, you know, promised us 4 million. I think with that, it will be quite adequate for us to, you know, be doing ramping up our vaccination in Selangor, and hopefully it's delivered. The entire thing rests on the supply of vaccines, and of course the capacity to vaccinate and jab our Selangorian.
Do you have an idea of when that might be delivered, Dr. Zhou?
They're saying in July there will be much more vaccine in abundance. As I always, you know, believe that. I want to believe I'm giving all my support to particularly Minister KJ, you know, but you know, we've got to take it with a pinch of salt, you know, they've got to deliver. And as they say, the test of the pudding is in the eating. So you've got to see it, you know, you've got to see it happening, you know, deliver that 4 million and we'll trust you and we will. There is a trust deficit here somehow, you know, because of non-delivery, whatever. So, you know, we've got to get it to be delivered, whatever promises made, yeah? So
yes.
Again, I must correct that whatever Dr. Siti Maria said was in fact what statistic and data that has been given to us.
Thank you very much for clearing that up for us, Dr. Zul. That was Desert Street Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, Chair of the Selangor Task Force on COVID-19, giving us a bit of insight into the situation here that we are seeing in Selangor, where we've seen an EMCO be imposed starting from tomorrow. And as he said, I think, you know, he mentioned the trust deficit and the fact that all sectors of the government have to really be on the same page here when it comes to really addressing COVID-19. And I think we've seen a sad lack of that. And that cohesive drive from the federal government. So hopefully this is something that will be remedied in future. We will be watching to see. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.